Securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, FINRA/SIPC.
Good morning, America. Dennis O'Brien, president of O'Brien Retirement Investment Group. Up here in the hills and the bulletproof that Lee Elsey talks about. You got the bulletproof glass up here on the hills of the radio station and whatnot. It's so dramatic the way he does that in the morning. I love it. But I hope everybody's doing well. My name is Dennis O'Brien. My website's O'BrienRetire.com. My phone number today is 860-464-9490, and I'm on on News Now 94.9. Hope everybody's doing well. It's been an interesting week. The name of the show is Retirement, Life, and Investing. And we talk about pretty much anything we want to. So if you have a question or call in, if you'd like to call in and tell us what you're going to be doing for Thanksgiving. I know a lot of the churches have Thanksgiving dinners. So if you're alone, please reach out. I know St. Mark's in Mystic has a beautiful dinner. And the volunteers come in. And a lot of the volunteers come in from not the church. They're looking for something to do. They all come in and help, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event. So whatever, check around. If you're alone, please reach out. Someone will get you there one way or the other. We don't want any shut-ins sitting there by themselves eating a TV dinner. We want you to be with people who would like to get to know you and help you. So please reach out, because there's a lot of people out there living alone. And if you know someone and you can help them out, invite them over. You know, we're traveling that day. We have family down in the Fairfield County region, so we'll be doing the I-95 blues. Somebody write that song yet? I got the I-95 blues, but they should write it. It's absolutely horrible. I was on the road 3:45 on Tuesday morning in the driving rain, and I thought I was going to have my life handed to me. I was trying to beat the Fairfield County traffic. The Uncle Pat's funeral was 10 o'clock. In Rockland County on the other side of the Tappan Zee Bridge. So I figured I'll go 3:45, I'll get up early, I'll just go. I'll be there by 7, beat the traffic. Worst mistake I ever made, because the truckers are on the road then, and in a driving storm and rain, I can't see the lines and they could see the lines. So I tried to get behind one that wasn't going too fast, but I thought, I took my life in my hands, let's put it I wouldn't do it again, not especially in the weather, in the dark, and the driving rain. So just be very, very careful out there, people. I must be getting old, because I don't like traffic and I don't like driving rain and I don't like darkness, especially on I-95. You know, in California, when you're out there, they have those little reflectors on the road. So no matter what the weather is, you can always see the reflectors on the road. And I really, really think our state needs to consider putting them in. Not that I want the state to spend any more money, but maybe they could take the money out of the lockbox or whatever they voted for this time around, so we'll see. But anyway, the markets have been in turmoil for the last 6 weeks, but the underlying buy-sell ratio is starting to improve. So even when the markets go down, the buy-sell ratio has not gone to 14-1 like it was, 0.08. It's been, it's right now 5-1 negative. So even though the markets are still down, the underlying, all 8,000 companies, stocks on the exchange, are starting to stabilize. So I think what that means is that the selling is starting to exhaust itself. And so get your buy list ready, because I think we're going to have a big turnaround. But we'll wait and see. Eventually I got to be right, right? So anyway, when you're coming to see me for the first time, and many of you, you can make an appointment, just hit the magic button on my website, O'BrienRetire.com. You want to come in. Of course, it doesn't cost you anything to come in. But when you do come in, I'd like you to bring in the following, okay? The latest tax return, if you can drum it up, find it in your files. If you go online to check out your Social Security benefits, what you're going to get if you're not getting already, just go online and print that out for me. Any 401k statements, profit sharing, stock options, investment account statements, any balance and payments you have on debts, credit cards. We've got some credit card stories, unfortunately, this week. I'll share with you later. And mortgage statements and any recent payroll statement, if you have it. You know, I know all of you get automatic deposit these days, but in case you can drum that up, I would appreciate it. Some of you come in. Some of you have made appointments during the Christmas week off. at EB, and a lot of employers are off that week and have already sent in your input forms for the appointments that week. So I think you must be engineers. You're so ready, so organized. I love it. But in any case, thank you very much for doing that, because it really start the file, and I've been looking at it and looking forward to meeting you all. So feel free to do that. It's on the website. I'd also like to thank the gentleman who came in the other day and offered me some venison from his crossbow. He says he's having a great year, so I guess there's a lot of meat. And I was thinking about venison. I said, you know, I hadn't had venison soup since I was in college in upstate New York many, many, many moons ago. My friend Mark used to hunt and make venison soup, and if I recall, it was delicious, especially on a very, very cold, snowy night. Another client just recently got back from a three-week trip to Moscow and Tel Aviv. He said it was cheaper to fly to Moscow and then go to Tel Aviv than it was to fly directly to Tel Aviv for whatever reason, everything else. So it was very interesting. He said Moscow is a real interesting place. They have a place called Moscow City, which is all the brand-new high-rises and stuff. He had dinner on the 84th floor of one of the high-rises. And they have something called a Blue Museum, which is they have a room on the 84th floor that is at 0 degrees Celsius. And so all the ice statues are up there on the 84th floor in this room. And he took pictures of them, showing it to me, and everything was in a blue tint among the background of the city. So I thought it was very, very interesting. So we have a call on line one. Sam from Westerly. How are you, Sam?
Good morning, Radio Free New England.
How are you, my friend?
Better than I deserve.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good. How are those new windows? Good?
The temperature in the house is just staying constant. No variation.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I don't feel any drafts or anything.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Let's see. Roll with the punches.
Yeah, rolling with the punches. I haven't decided what relative you're going to yet, right?
Yeah. It depends on how many of them invite me.
Have you been nice to them?
I try not to be too nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you brought the question.
Yep.
What good is a locked box that has no bottom?
Now I got to ponder that one. You mean the box is locked, but
no,
it wasn't secure, I mean, but it's not a box?
You got a box that sits on top of a general fund, see?
Right.
And you open the bob of it, and you throw money into it, close the cover, and lock it.
Right.
But as soon as you pick up the box, the money's on the general fund because there's no bottom in the box.
I know. What do you care? You're in Rhode Island.
Got the same problem.
I know.
In fact, the whole Northeast and the whole Pacific Coast, it's all CPUSA.
Oh, I know. I know it. I know it. If I don't talk to you, have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
God bless you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Sam from Westerly. He's a regular on the radio station. Great guy. Great guy. I've met him a couple of times and just a wonderful man. Anyway, if you'd like my Retirement Ten Commandments or you'd like to make an appointment, just hit the magic button on my website, O'BrienRetired.com. If you like any comments or like to call in, it's 464-9490, 860-464-9490. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. Thanks. Dennis O'Brien, the Retirement Life and Investing Show, here on 94.9 News Now. There aren't many radio shows that can go from venison soup to Moscow in one conversation. So anyway, my friend Mike went to Moscow with his wife, because she was originally from there. So they had family there and went visiting. And he went to this Blue Museum, and it was 0 degrees centigrade on the 84th floor. And he showed me the pictures, and they were just remarkable. You know, they give you coats and scarves to go into it and everything else. But he says you drive 10 miles outside Moscow and there'd be farmers with water on pails on their shoulder walking to their, you know, their shack along the road. So he goes, you know, Russia's a real a real interesting place, real extremes, so to speak, and everything else. So Tel Aviv, he says, was pretty amazing. He says Jerusalem, he was turned off by all the vendors on the side streets, the commercialism and whatnot. But he said the Dead Sea, if you're lying on your back, he says you literally can't put your feet down because the buoyancy of the water is so intense. He says you literally have to go over to the thing and turn yourself around. You just can't stand up from a back-sitting position. He says every apartment, just about every apartment in Tel Aviv, has a panic room. He says if you look carefully at the windows on the side of the apartment buildings in Tel Aviv, there were a lot of the windows were steel encased with a lead-lined door that was like an inch thick, and it was almost like a safe door that was swung in and out. And he goes, that's where you could tell when the sirens go off, everybody in Tel Aviv goes to their safe room in their apartment. I found that absolutely fascinating. He goes, he went down to the water. He goes, 85 during the day, 75 at night. The water was actually gorgeous there and everything else in Tel Aviv. And he saw soldiers with weapons and saw soldiers without weapons, and he asked. And they told him that the soldiers with weapons are the combat crew, and they're the ones that come running if anything goes wrong. But there's a lot of other, military there and whatnot. But it was fascinating. Went to the Wailing Wall, which is separated by gender. So on one side of the Wailing Wall is the men. On the other side of the Wailing Wall is the woman. And it's high enough where you can't peek over. I didn't know that. I was just fascinated by the whole thing. So it was just very, very interesting. He told me about it. It was a really fun discussion. I really enjoyed it. So I'm also very surprised as I walk around town, around the region. I wear my O'Brien retirement jacket, and I'm amazed by how many people come up to me and comment that they actually listen to the radio show. And I'd like to thank all of you who have come up and for your kind words. And a special thank you to my wife, Lori, who tolerates my Saturday morning work. I told her it gives her more time to clean. Yeah, she gives me that Viking look, like, sure, buddy. But yeah, she's a great gal. Love her dearly. Social Security came up this week. It always comes up, pretty much all the time because it's the main retirement cash flow for many of you. What people don't realize on Social Security is that when you reach FRA, which is the full retirement age, that's based on the year you were born. So I was born in 57, so my full retirement age is 66 and a half. Lori was born in 60, so her full retirement age is 67. Okay? So based on your full retirement age, whether your spouse worked or not, okay, and this is what a lot of people don't understand. Say you're scheduled, you're working hard, you made some decent money, and a full retirement age, say it's 66, you're going to get $2,600, okay, which is the upper end of the amount that people get at full retirement age. You're not waiting until 70. You're just going to take it at the right age. You're not going to take it early at 62, which means you would get 30% less. You're not going to take it at 70, which means you would get 30% more, approximately, okay? So you're going to get your $2,600. Your spouse, his or her, okay? Because these days you can't put a gender on it, right? But your spouse is going to get half of what you get when you reach full retirement age and they reach full retirement age. So what that means is the $2,600 plus $1,300 is going to go to the couple, okay, whether the spouse worked or not. If the spouse worked and they get a full retirement age amount greater than $1,300, then they go on their own record, okay? A lot of people don't understand that Social Security also covers the non-working spouse if they don't have a work record, and it doesn't affect you, okay? So that's something that people should understand that also minor children. If you married late, had children late, and you have minor children, and you reach full retirement age, and you're going to take Social Security, your minor children get a benefit also up to a certain age. If your child is disabled, not only do they get a benefit, but it goes on and on and on, no matter what age, because they're disabled. And, of course, that has to be proven and everything else. So there's a lot more to Social Security than some people might realize and whatnot. Needless to say, if you're divorced, you're married 10 years, haven't remarried, you can get your ex's, half of your ex's full retirement age if they reach that age too. And it doesn't affect them. They don't even know that you're getting it. But you do have the right if you didn't remarry and you were divorced for 10. You're married for 10 years and have been divorced for at least 2, I believe the rules are, so, and anything else. The other thing I want to talk about is, you know, when the markets are down for the last six weeks or so, I want to talk about savings versus investments, okay? Because I don't think people realize how this can really affect how well you're going to be, how good of an investor you're going to be, okay? Many hairs and the hair versus the turtle, what do you call it? The tortoise, right? The hare versus the tortoise, all right? The hares of fast money artists fail to distinguish between savings and investments. Savings are for emergencies and should at least 6 months of expenses stashed in a money market fund linked to your checking account at the bank. This is money you don't touch unless an extreme emergency like a medical need, emergency car repair to get to work. This money is not for investment. Let me repeat, not for investing. So many of you take your emergency money and go into the markets. You fall for these E-Trade ads or whatever these online trading things are, and you think you're going to double or triple. You know, I see some of the stupid ads, and they have a guy in economy who wants to be in first class. And, you know, stupid stuff. You know, they're trying to be aspirational, but it's not really because, you know, it's appealing to the fast money instincts, these ads. Do not invest emergency money. Emergency money is for emergencies. It's not investment money. Because, as you know, the markets can go up 20 and they can go down 20. So if you've put your emergency money in investments, all right, you've done something very, very dumb. And I won't let you do it, and I won't take it, okay? Because I'll say, now start building up an investment portfolio apart from your emergency money. And I know a lot of you older folks out there are going, well, yeah, of course, that's common sense. You know, who'd be dumb enough to do that? Believe me, especially in the younger crew, 20s, 30s, and 40s, sometimes they think that's a wise idea. Please, please, please do not do that, okay? Because, and here's the real reason, okay? When the market goes down like it has in the last 6 weeks, if you put in your long-term investment money and you have your separate money in the bank for emergencies, you'll not panic. You use your safety fund to invest because you got greedy, then you have more pressure on yourself not to lose, probably will panic and sell at the worst time. I prepare my people ahead of time to hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Short-term timing is hopeless, and many shipwrecks on the investment shores contain the dashed hopes of fast money day traders. So ignore the dumb ads on TV and do it the way your grandparents would have approved, okay? Which is put money in the bank, have it for safety, and then start your long-term systematic approach. Invest automatically every month, 10, 15, 20% of your income in your 401k or outside your 401k if you don't have one. You can use a regular IRA or a Roth IRA or just a regular investment account, joint with your spouse or whatever. Build your portfolio slowly with great companies. Notice I do not say stocks. Why? Because if you think of your investments as companies, you'll pay attention to the business you own part of and ignore the stock actions, which at times can be bizarre. Let's face it, short term, you know, this stuff goes all over the place, all right? But long term stock price follows earnings. In the short term, it can be a Dramamine-inducing roller coaster. And so when I hear people in town come up to me and say, stocks are a gamble, I laugh to myself because I know the businesses I'm buying are pretty good, and the stocks will eventually reflect that. So don't despair, my hardworking listeners out there. Look for great businesses and ignore the chattering fools out there. There's always money to be made. There's always great businesses under the radar doing a great job, okay? You're not buying stocks, you're buying businesses. And if you start to look at it that way and start to understand it, you kind of start to blow it off, okay? Now, you know, if you're having a sizable emergency fund also and start investing automatically, you'll be ahead of most investors out there who try to gamble and time the market. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the banks got knocked down pretty hard. So guess who came in as a big buyer, J.P. Morgan, this week? Yes, Warren Buffett. Took some money out of the kitty, a few billion out of the bank. Why? Quality, timing, and patience. Follow his lead. Lots of cash flow from his operations, building up in the bank. Wait until quality presents itself and put a small percentage of his holdings to begin a position, usually over time. He's not perfect, but he knows how to cut down his risk and raise his chances for success over time. Would not be surprised to see him buy more Apple. As you know, he started a position in there, and I'll bet he's watching Larry Culp at GE very carefully. So just pay attention. Do we have Sam back again? Sam, 2 in 1 day. What's up, brother?
Hey, we're talking about Social Security. How many people realize, you know, for those who like to continue working, but sometimes are wondering, gee, whether or not they should take Social Security now or wait, how many of them don't realize that even if you take Social Security at age 65 or 66, if you continue working, they will recalculate your earnings over the end of the year, and you'll get an increase.
You'll get an increase, right.
You get adjusted, but right. I never hear anybody talk about that.
No, they don't talk about that because the percentage that keep working after they start getting it is rising.
Yes, it is.
But from very low numbers. You know, so excellent point. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
All right, take care. Sam brings up a very good point. They do recalculate if you do start taking it early. So the numbers are always cranking at the Social Security Department. Don't think they stopped. So anyway, if you liked my Retirement 10 Commandments or you'd like to make an appointment, go to O'BrienRetire.com and we'll be happy to press that magic button and we'll set you up and see where you're at this particular point in time. The ones that plan ahead, their cash flows. Even in your 50s, start thinking about what you want to do and how you want to do it. I don't care if you have 10 years to go, as long as you're getting organized. We'll be back in a few. Thank you for listening to the Retirement Life and Investing Show. See you in a few. Bye-bye. Dennis O'Brien from the Retirement Life and Investing Show here on 95.9 News Now. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. Thanksgiving's coming. Yay! Anyway, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So anyway, we were just talking about how smart that smart guy out of Omaha, Nebraska, Warren Buffett, is. Just started buying a J.P. Morgan. So he saw the banks went down. He's got a lot of cash, and you should emulate that. I mean, not on his scale, of course, but he does it out of free cash flow, and he's got a lot of money sitting around, and he buys really good high quality when it gets knocked down. He's buying businesses, not stocks. He doesn't care if it goes up to, down to. He doesn't care about that, and that's why he's been so successful through the years and everything else. And I hinted that I think he's probably watching GE very carefully because GE is a very big company, and if this Larry Culp guy comes along and gets the job done, he can put a lot of money. He likes liquidity. He likes big companies because he's a big fish, and he can't buy the little ones because he could drive the stock up 10 or 20, 30 points. He can't do it, so he has to buy the big ones. That's why, you know, he looks for the big fish like Apple, J.P. Morgan, and others. So always watch what he does. Sometimes I scratch my head and go, why is he so late to the Apple party? But, hey, give him credit. He has a lot of credits built up through the years and stuff like that. Anyway, I want to scream from the mountaintops that oil is bottoming soon. Everybody hates oil. Oil's gone down, 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 down. The U.S., through our superior technology, has gone up to over 11 billion barrels a day in production. So we have, with a little slowdown in China, some of the other Asian countries, with all the high tariff stuff, and our pumping away, the price of oil has gone down to the point where even the Saudis said we have to cut back our production and everything. They are the swing producer. So we'll see what happens, but the oil ETF indexes have gotten creamed, okay? And they're at levels, I think, there's not a lot of risk here, in my view, okay? So I'm screaming from the mountaintops that and the oil gas pipeline index, you know, yielding close to 9%, are extremely attractive right here. They've been beaten down, and you know oil goes up and down, so you want to buy it when it's been beat up. And so I actually have started to put a little money in that area. So thought I'd just pass it on to you guys. It's got to be up to you and your risk preferences and whatnot. So I like buying indexes. I don't buy one company, so I own the whole industry. Cut down on my risk. Just a word to the wise. So I want to tell you about a case I had a while back. I told my new friend not to open an account. He came in. He's in a seasonal business and owns a $425,000 home, free and clear. He has about $30,000 in the bank, and his business owns its own trucks and no debt on them. So what's the problem? Why wouldn't I let him open an account? Well, when I dug a little deeper, I found out he had an old IRS debt that he put on a credit card for about $20,000. He uses his savings in the winter to live until the spring because his business is seasonal. He's single. He lives alone. He owns a few boats. He tries not to splurge on them because, you know, they're money pits, as he tells me. But he's panicking. He woke up in a cold sweat because he has nothing saved for retirement. And he's in his early 50s. So he wound up a Roth IRA, and I said, no. And I said, why? I go, well, here's my reasoning, okay? And you may agree or disagree, but I've been doing this a long time, and I have a method to the madness. First of all, he needs to attack that debt. I know I sound like Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey's a smart guy. And Dave Ramsey is always right. You may disagree with him from time to time, but he's usually right. Okay? First, he needs to attack that debt and get it paid off. Once that's done, we'll set up a Roth IRA, but he has to commit to automatically making deposits into them and totaling at least $6,500 a year. Remember, he can do the basic plus the catch-up because he's over 50. Okay? The second approach, in my review, is sustainable. The first impulsive was not. If he had the deposit, he might not have enough to get through the winter if he had put the $6,500 in the Roth right away. Okay? The debt would still be there, and he would not get off the debt merry-go-round he's still on. He agreed and looked pretty determined to get it done. He says, when can I open the Roth? Can I do it when I get the 20 down to 5? I go, no, zero. And he laughed, you know. So, but I really want him to get rid of the debt and start automatically putting money into the Roth IRA. And I think once he gets the hang of it, he's going to figure out he can do it outside the Roth and maybe eventually a SEP. He says he has enough write-offs with the trucks and everything, but and whatnot. But everything you do, I wanted him to be a tortoise in terms of not jumping around to the latest idea and doing this impulsively and doing that impulsively. He's done a good job with debt overall, with his house and the business and everything else, but now I want him to start doing it with get rid of this old IRS credit card debt and let's get on with it, okay? So I think he agreed, and he realized the wisdom, and I think he'll be well on his way because he's in great shape. He has no health issues, and you'd be surprised 10, 15, 20 years how much you can put away when you're that determined and have a pro to work with on it, so everything else. So he thanked me profusely, and I also wanted a will drawn. So I gave an attorney's name that's licensed in his state. He's well on his way to financial independence. So I hope, which brings me to my main point. All successful investors put money away automatically and are able to sustain that periodic investment their whole entire working lives. Debt, on the other hand, interferes with that effort. So you use your cash and your cash flow to pay off all debts as quickly as you can and use the increased cash flow to systematically increase your net worth. I can help you set it up and also teach your kids, too, to do it, okay? So basically, it's very similar to what Dave Ramsey says, except I actually execute it for you and with you, okay? So it's a little more hands-on, but the debt has to be paid down. The second case was a lot more difficult. Saw this a few weeks ago, and once again, this was a case where I just tried to help somebody, okay? Recently, was a single mid-30s woman who had $14,000 in credit card debt and no assets to speak of. Goes from job to job, no real plan. Expenses run about $3,500 a month, and her gross is $4,000, so she's in the hole after taxes, which explains the credit card debt. I told her that she needs to cut her monthly expenses dramatically by moving in with a friend. I think she rents some old farmhouse somewhere. Getting rid of the lease, which ends soon, and start attacking the credit card debt. I have one of Dave Ramsey's books in my office, which I gave her. She can keep it, but I told her I was just lending it to her, but if she wants to keep it. She was crying and thanking me for helping, and tried to give me money, but I told her if she can turn it around It would be the best payment she ever gave me. Who knows? This meeting might have changed her life for the better. I'm hopeful, okay? The key to her situation, if she needs to cut her monthly expenses from $3,500 down to $1,500, okay? Get rid of the lease. Get rid of the big rent payment. Cut this, cut that. Simplify her life as much as she can. Take the extra money and tack the debt. When she gets that done, then we start building up her net worth, okay? Mid-30s, she's waking up, and she realizes she has a lot of work to do. But I'm hopeful the fact that she came in, she listened, she got very emotional, but that's a good thing because I think maybe, you know, I got through to her. And if this could be a meeting that changes her life, then I've done my job. I'm hopeful. I'm very, very hopeful. You know, I love when clients bring their grandchildren in. You know, the love in the eyes of the little one, the love in the eyes of the clients for the little one is just awe-inspiring, gives great joy and hope for the future to me sitting there. It's just wonderful when I see it, especially with grandparents or grandchildren. You know, it's just, it's very, very cool, and I'm soon to be a grandpa, so I'm looking forward to it. I watch what they do very carefully, so I'm learning from you. Also, I have a situation where clients, they transfer securities in from other investment houses. And usually what I have them do in most cases, not all, but most cases, I have them transfer everything in kind. In kind is just a fancy way of saying as is. Bring in the portfolio that you had at the other investment house. I like to bring over, especially in taxable accounts. I don't want to sell anything if we have gains or losses until we've accounted and know what we're going to do ahead of time. In the qualified accounts, I also do it just because I want to study what you've had already. And there may, out of those 14 securities, maybe one or two that I want to hold on to. I never know ahead of time until I study it. So, and the other thing is, if the markets are in turmoil and we have a big, quick turnaround and you're invested there, I don't want you to lose that if during the transfer period things start to take off. I'm not usually short-term in nature like that, but I am sensitive to not leaving money on the table. So I usually bring things over in kind, and so it looks the same in the beginning, and then slowly but surely we'll make the changes we think we should make. And definitely pay closer attention to it, so and whatnot. So if you'd like to get together and chat sometime, please feel free to call or email anytime. My work number is 860-415-9614. My email is dobryan@ifgrr.com. And my website's obryanretire.com. And you can go to that website and hit the magic button and make an appointment anytime or just, you know, pop me an email. So in any case, we'll be back in a few minutes. We got a few more things I want to talk about. And if you have any questions you'd like to call into the show, feel free to call in at 860-464-9490. This is Dennis O'Brien with the Retirement, Life, and Investing Show. Talk to you in a few. Thanks. Dennis O'Brien here with the Retirement, Life, and Investing Show, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And if you're traveling, please be careful out there. And if you have anybody coming, tell them to come early. And I just hope it's not snowing on Wednesday when everybody's on I-95 moving. But in any case, hope everybody's doing well. I got a funny story to tell you. Well, it's not that funny, but it's, you know, it's kind of my world, and I share it with you. I had a wholesaler from a very large product provider in the New York area. He was planning to come in Friday morning to visit the region. He emailed me Thursday asking if he could do okay to do a conference call instead of coming because of the storm. And, you know, I said, absolutely. Well, you know, I didn't really care if he came or not. There was a couple of things that this firm offered I just wanted to learn more about and see what they were up to. So I said, of course. So the next morning, his firm has an excellent reputation. They're very good at certain things. So I wanted to learn from them what they're up to and what their thoughts were. So, and he also concluded the call. We had the call Friday morning, and he concluded the call saying he'd take me to lunch when the weather got warmer. And I told him, listen, you're welcome to visit, but I would buy his lunch. Now, if you know anything about the securities industry and wholesalers out there, they are always buying lunch for the office, for the staff. You know, that's what they do. That's part of the thing. You know, they'll run over and get, you know, that's just part of the industry and everything else. So when I said, listen, I'll buy you lunch if you come here. There was stunned silence on the phone, then hysterical laughing. This is a 20-year pro. You know, this guy doesn't laugh easily, right? I'm shaking my head. I asked him if he was okay, and he stopped laughing after a while. And he said after 20 years in the business, he had never once been offered lunch by a financial advisor. I said, I do not accept any free anything from any product providers. So if you make the effort to come visit, least I can do is take you to C-Swirl. And C-Swirl, for those of you not in the region, is just a little, you know, a hot dog stand on the side of the road there in Route 1 in Mystic. So we both laughed because he knew where it was, too, and everything else. So the point being that I don't take freebies from any product providers. I try to stay totally neutral. My firm, my affiliate firm, Independent Financial Group, has no products. Everything's proprietary. There's no proprietary products. So I'm free to go where I want to go and do what I want to do with no bias whatsoever from the home office, which is absolutely wonderful. I know many of you are wondering if this is the end of the bull market. Not only is this not the end, but I think a big rally is coming, my friends, because you cannot keep America down. Yeah, I'm waving the flag. What are you going to do about it? A giant break for Americans in terms of lower gas prices are coming to the gasoline pumps as we speak. There are some states where gasoline's $1.90, $1.80. Not here in Connecticut or Rhode Island, but it's a big break for Americans. Earnings were very strong this period, and millennials are starting to have babies, which means they're going to buy houses. Yeah, I know they got student loan debt. I know, and I know they're living with mom and dad into the 30s. I know all that. I know, but guess what? You can't keep this country down. So housing's going to come back. Yeah, the Fed may raise rates a little bit more. But who knows? I think the world as a whole is getting weaker than us, so I hope they back off. Hopefully the politics become a little cooperative and each side takes a breather. If my friends on the left want Walmart to raise wages, then cut illegal immigration to cut the supply of cheap labor. Can't have it both ways, Bernie, one way or the other. And I don't get political mainly, but when I saw this Walmart raise ads and then, you know, and then they want to get rid of ICE. I just went, come on, guys. How stupid do you think the American people are? If you cut the supply of cheap labor, and these people are coming for jobs because their economies stink. Their economies stink. Do I blame them for wanting a better life? No, of course not. But bear in mind, if you want to raise wages in this country, okay, you have to cut the supply of cheap labor. Okay? That's just the way it is. That's economics. That's not political. That's just plain economics. And, Mr. President, you made your point. You're a tough hombre. Now start extending the olive branch to everyone this Christmas season. Markets always do better with a split government. That's just the way it is. The founders were right not to trust government to any one political ideology. Okay? So this is the way it is. We're going to be split. There's going to be paralysis. A lot of name-calling back and forth. Please cut down on it. The markets don't like it. They're tired of it. Okay? So if you want to get reelected, cut down. Let's start getting working together, and don't take the bait every time, because they're going to try you. They're going to try to make you take the bait. And to all the families around America, stop talking politics around the turkey and start talking about what we all have in common, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and freedom and whatever. You know, we have an amazing country here. Many people aspire to come to because of those freedoms that many men and women have laid down their lives to give us. So my great-grandfather in Ireland always used to say, one God, one country, one woman, one spouse, one whatever. But it's so important to me to see us more come together. I think some of the media, everybody wants to divide us. You know, you just see constantly dividing us. And most Americans, they give, they want to go to church, they want to help people out. I mean, they fund GoFund pages. They don't even know these people. They do things that people never do elsewhere. Okay, so let's stick together. Okay, I'm not political on the show. I really don't go there, but for the most part, I want everybody to I want families to get along. Okay, including my own. Got a big group coming together, about 15 of us. And, you know, no 15 people are going to agree politically. And if you're worried about getting older, don't be. You're never too young or too old to make a huge difference. It's a self-inflicted limitation that has no basis in reality. Lots of people have started companies or even changed the world when they were younger than you are. So, you know, it's people ask me, well, how often should I meet with you, a retirement planner like this? It depends. Sometimes people want to meet, you know, a couple of weeks in a row, and then I don't see them for a year. It all depends on what you need and when you need it. One person emailed me at 7:15 in the morning, and they were in my office by 11. I had an opening. And we took care of what their concerns were, and off they went. They said, thank you for being so responsive. That's one thing I am. I'm very responsive and stuff like that. You know, being a fiduciary, responsibility means to hold confidence or trust. A financial service industry professional has a fiduciary responsible to clients and must put the client's needs and interests ahead of their own. So it's very, very important and whatnot. Also, look at options when it comes to higher education. There's no shame in going to a two-year college before attending a university. You can save hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime and still go get a four-year degree. Also, consider working part-time when in school. It can help cover some of your expenses and keep you focused. The student loan situation is getting worse and worse and worse, okay? Do not let these guys. I told you a story last week about the grandma that co-signed 70 out of the $120,000 in debt, okay? To her regret, and the granddaughter saying, why'd you let me do this, grandma, you know? So, also, knowing your credit score and taking steps to get it higher can have a tremendous impact on financial planning. For example, a person with a low score of 580 to 600 may pay three full points more for a mortgage than a person with a score between 720 and 750. The difference of 8.5 versus 5.5 on a $100,000 loan is $2,400 a year. That money could otherwise be saved in a retirement account and put away for a college education. So there's a lot of things, a lot of different moving parts, and I have professionals I can refer you to if you need to get your taxes done or need to get a will or whatnot. So everyone should have an estate plan. You hear about all these celebrities that are passing away, and their estates are a mess. Prince, who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, had no estate plan, had no will, had no documents, which is absolutely incredible that he didn't have any documents at all. And it's been in the probate courts and people coming up claiming they're his kids. And, you know, people can get crazy. Also, stop unsolicited credit card offers. Thieves sometimes utilize pre-approved cards you've received in the mail. Stop credit bureaus from selling your name to lenders by opting out. So you got, there's three of them, and you got to contact each one. A mortgage can be a good debt, but at best, the money that's borrowed has a potential for increasing in value if the house increases in value over time. At worst, the money goes toward building capital and overall wealth. So, whatnot. We have a phone call from Jackie in Richmond, Rhode Island. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dennis?
Good, good, good. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, actually. This is the first time I've actually heard your program, and I've heard others on Saturday mornings, and I feel really comfortable with you.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
You know, I usually don't call in, and I'm kind of nervous, but...
Oh, don't be.
Anyway, so the question was, because you had said something about Social Security, my ears kind of popped up, you know, thinking about my husband had taken Social Security at 62.
Right.
And the reason being, you know, finances were not good.
Yep.
So that was kind of the only option, you know, some money rather than no money.
Yep.
So not what, you know, the ideal and certainly not what we would have done otherwise.
Yep.
My question is, because you said something about the wife, even though she's working, could possibly get half of the husband's. Is that true?
That's correct. When she reached full retirement age, you can, If your work history means you would get higher than half, then you go off your work history. If your work history is not as good as his half, then you could get his half at full retirement age. Not early, but at full retirement age, whichever.
Oh, okay. So, right. So we've kind of missed that boat.
Yeah, but make sure you go to Social Security and check that out, okay? I got to hop here because he's waving 1 minute at me. But go to Social Security because they're more than... But go there in person. Don't call in. Go there in person.
Okay.
And talk to
him. Yeah, that's better to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Nice talking to you.
Oh, same here, Dennis.
All right. Bye-bye, Jackie.
Bye.
So anyway, there you go. Social Security. I've become an expert. Willingly or unwillingly, it's very, very confusing. Like Sam said, look at the recalculating on people that are still working. I knew it, but I never really thought about it. But thank you again. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Dennis O'Brien, if you like my Retirement 10 Commandments, or make an appointment, go to OBrienRetire.com, and we'll set you up. Have a great week, everybody, and be safe on the roads. Bye-bye.